This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am with State Representative Don Moffitt. How are you?
Doing great, and it's a great day here in Annawan.
You know, it is. You know, we were just talking about you're with the 74th District, which we are currently sitting in.
Right.
And give us a little bit of perspective, a little bit about your district that you serve.
The district that I have, the Illinois House 74th District, is most of Knox County, most of Henry County, which we're in right here, all of Mercer County. Most of Bureau County and the southwest corner of Lee County. So it covers a pretty big geographical area. It is a rural district, but it's one that agriculture is the number one industry.
Well, and you yourself have grown up in agriculture.
Right. I've grown up on a family farm, and we continue to farm. My son operates the family farm. Once in a great while, I'll help a little bit. last night, I moved a few wagons for him, unloaded a couple. And in the last week or so, I even ran the combine a little bit, so I kind of get in touch with, back with my roots and with the number one industry in Illinois. So it is very important. I see it firsthand, and that's why we want to keep it strong.
Well, let's talk about keeping it strong. You were actually a representative back when Patriot, 7 years ago, broke ground on this plant. We just celebrated their fifth anniversary. What was it like during that time when, you know, the heyday of the ethanol industry and getting this plant built? What was the feeling in this community?
Well, certainly there's excitement. There's still the excitement there, but it was, finally we'd been hearing about ethanol, and we knew as producers, as farmers, we wanted to encourage the use of ethanol. I can remember doing different things, signing one of the county farm bureaus, filled up plastic jugs of corn. And then we addressed them to our member of Congress and sent them as a group, So early one morning, we met at the Farm Bureau office and sent those. But we were trying to get acceptance of ethanol years ago. And then finally, we'd been hearing about ethanol plants. And finally, one comes, to our area with the construction of the one here at Patriot Renewable Fuels. So it was genuine excitement. And it goes way beyond just excitement for farmers, for producers, because to start with, there was the construction jobs to build the plant, and that brought a lot of jobs and economic activity to the area. Once it's up and running, you have the permanent jobs, and those are good jobs. Then you have the benefit to the community, not only of those permanent jobs that have been brought to your community, but value added to a product, in this case of corn, so that producers are able to get a little higher price for their product. What do farmers do when they have a little more money? They spend it, and they spend it in our local communities. They spend it for farm equipment. They spend it at the hardware store. They buy a new car, a new truck every now and then. But they have money available to turn around and spend in that local economy. The activity of an ethanol plant here in Annawan, it brings additional business to the restaurants, to the gas stations, and any local business. A lot of trucks coming in and out of here every day. And so truckers have to stop every now and then somewhere and fuel up and eat. And so it brings a lot of activity, economic activity. So it's a win-win for our state, for our communities, for agriculture. And we need to have this diversified markets. There's something else I rarely hear anybody say, but, Illinois is a leader in the railroad industry. We're the crossroads of the nation for railroading. Ethanol, by producing large capacities, markets a lot of it on unit trains where the entire train is hauling the product of ethanol. So here, our number one industry is agriculture. We're a leader in railroading. These two industries are complementing each other. Agriculture is bringing more business to the railroads of our state. That's important for more economic activity and help keep strong demand for the railroads. And then the railroads are helping agriculture by accessing markets further away, like coastal markets for ethanol. So, here's two of our leading industries complementing each other, each helping the other thrive, grow even more.
Well, this is an ideal location. We're right off of I-80, which is a huge, obviously, it goes from California to Washington, D.C. You're close to water. You talk about the railroad. Just today, the backdrop of this groundbreaking ceremony was an 80-unit train that's about to go out, I think tomorrow maybe, of ethanol.
Right.
I mean, it's phenomenal. And then next to it, you see these China Express shipping containers that are going a few miles over to China. I mean, did you ever, 10 years ago, even dream of seeing that kind of economic boon to this area?
It seemed like just a remote hope, remote dream. And so it's, I guess I'd say I never gave up hope, but it wasn't real, you know, real optimistic until you actually break ground and start digging for the facility that you think, wow, we're getting there. This is going to give us that additional access to markets that we so dearly need. And, you know, some of the things I mentioned, the economic activity for a local community, value added for farmers, but it goes way beyond that. Biofuels help our entire nation by making a more diversified fuel supply. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil, and I'm old enough to remember oil embargoes that occurred in the past and long lines at gas stations when the foreign oil embargoed shipments to the U.S. put us in a real bind. With a domestic supply that is also renewable supply, it helps relieve that problem. It helps prevent it from happening. And that's why we'd be better off, safer as a nation, if our fuel was all domestic and renewable. So ethanol and biodiesel help make that happen. It's a trend in the right direction. But also takes me a step further, or I want to take it a step further. The production of biofuels is actually a national security issue, because we don't want to be dependent on foreign countries for our energy supply. They're not all of them are always friendly to the United States. The American farmer is always going to be our friend. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a reliable source. They're always going to have a product they want to sell. So it's also a national security issue, and we need to keep that at the forefront in this debate, or if there's any debate in this argument. For the distractors from biofuels, if they want to depend on foreign oil for energy supplies, they can do that. They're wrong, and it's not a safe concept to have. Mm-hmm. Let's have as much of our energy, I hope it's all of it eventually, right here, produced right here, domestic and renewable.
Well, you know, you travel all over the state. I know you travel beyond the state. You've gone to D.C. You're meeting people. You're talking to people. I feel you have this great enthusiasm in these rural communities about biofuels and about agriculture, but when you get beyond them into places like Chicago and Peoria and maybe some of these larger markets, they don't understand. So how do we talk about, I mean, you have so much personal stake to some extent in the agriculture industry and your family. In addition to, you know, in your role as a state representative, you are, people don't realize it, keeping our country safe, even if you're just representing Illinois in the 74th district. Mm-hmm. So how do we get these other people to understand the importance of energy security and biofuels and agriculture?
Excellent point, and we need to keep talking on it, because let's face it, the person that's an urban person, not that they're against producers, but it's not important to them. They don't think about that being important, whether or not a producer is getting a value added, getting more money. But they are, it is important, they do need to be interested, that without biofuels, they would be paying more at the gas pump, because this has extended our supply. When we're putting 10% or 15% ethanol, and in some cases, you know, for flex fuel, 85%, we made the same gallons of gasoline, but blended with this biofuels, it goes a lot further. And if it wasn't for that additional supply added to the petroleum product, gas would be higher priced. So it's the importance of biofuels, of being part of the supply, is a pocketbook issue to every American consumer. So we're going to have to keep pointing that out. So it's a pocketbook issue. It's a national security issue. We've been embargoed before. Foreign countries have embargoed shipments, put us in at risk, in danger. We don't want to be dependent on that. So it's a national security issue. The jobs is an economic issue. Okay, you say it mostly impacts where we're at, but it's still, it's the American economy that it helps. We just need to keep mentioning those things. It also, any objective scientific study also shows that biofuels are better for the environment. Now, Big Oil has a conflict of interest, and they have financed some studies or put out some information that disagrees with that. Any objective scientific study show you that biofuels are better for the environment. And that's another, should be interest to everyone, cleaner burning.
Well, you mentioned that you were alive during the 70s when we had the embargo, and you hear the stories. You know, I grew up hearing the stories from my parents about only being able to fill up on days based off your last name, and only being limited to how many gallons of gasoline you got every time you went to that pump. Let's just say we have another OPEC embargo, and they are not going to sell the United States another drop of oil. Who's going to keep driving? what's going to happen to us.
The people with flex fuel vehicles are going to have a lot better chance, and it'd be again a lot safer. So that's just people need to, if they didn't live through it, they need to go back and learn about it. That can happen. That's not a hypothetical situation. Foreign countries did that to the U.S., and we don't want to get in that position again. And biofuels, renewable energy source, are what's the answer to prevent that from happening again.
Well, let's say it does happen. Let's say tomorrow we wake up and we don't have any more oil and things run out. What happens to the security of this country when we have a military that's based on fossil fuel use?
I think the security is compromised with the potential of an embargo of foreign oil. The military does have some strategic supplies that could last for a while, but in the long run, it's a very troubling, a very mm-hmm. concerning, very troubling situation. And it can play havoc with our economy if people can't get out and move about and get to work and be in there involved in their communities. I mean, if people can't drive as much, they won't be at the mall shopping, they won't mm-hmm. be doing things, going out to eat. So it does reduce the economic activity across the nation.
I would say it would impact our food, too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It could even impact timely deliveries of that food supply.
Yeah, we're spoiled. Well, the next time you're out in your car and you stop at a gas station and somebody comes up and they're traveling through Illinois and they don't have, and they're not going to put their hand on the pump for ethanol or biodiesel, what do you say to them?
I think it needs to be factual based. That it's one is the environment, it's jobs, it helps our balance of payments in terms of foreign trade, and it's a dependable, reliable source because it's domestic and it's renewable, and that's what we should all be encouraging and working for further expansion. And I tell you, once in a while, I'll find a gas station that will have on placard on their pumps, our fuels contain no ethanol or no alcohol additive, and I will always put in a dollar or two of gas and then go in and tell them I came in with the intention of filling up, but when I saw the sign that said no ethanol, I knew that I didn't want to support that station and that I would be, you know, go on to one that did. Anytime I find a station that does that, I just put in a little bit and go in and let them know that they should be selling ethanol. It's part of the solution.
Well, that's great advice, and I should ask you too, the other big news today was the groundbreaking for the biodiesel facility that's being added to Patriot. So how is that for the economy? Are we looking at another boon, hopefully?
Oh, it's a real plus. It shows that it's more than ethanol. We're talking about extending our diesel supply. We're talking about making it a cleaner burning fuel. So it makes more diversification of this plant. This is great news. It's big news, and I'd like to see a lot more of it. One area, getting back to the railroads, one area that I hope someday will be using biofuels, and that's the railroad. And it's my understanding that the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is the second largest user of diesel fuel in the world. And if they would ever start using biodiesel, it would be a tremendous demand, and it could help them meet emission standards. And so I keep hoping that railroads across the nation will be using biodiesel.
Well, using the fuel they're delivering, correct?
Right. That's right.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.